The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Tuesday, the fourth week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Today's Gospel from John chapter 5 relates a miracle of Jesus that is full of interesting details. The Gospel passage begins with this account. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. On these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. What catches my attention in this account is the belief of this paralytic man, and apparently the other sick and infirm, who were also at the pool, that an angel, a messenger of God, would occasionally stir up the waters, and at that moment they acquired healing properties. Now, why would they think such a thing? There's no mention in the Old Testament of this phenomena. Was it just a superstition? Or is there a real basis for this belief? Now, at the time of Christ, there were a number of large cisterns in proximity to the Temple Mount. They were ancient and had been constructed hundreds of years before. They would have appeared to our eyes as swimming pools, often surrounded by other structures, in this case a shaded portico. And these cisterns served two purposes. They stored water in case of a siege of the city, but more importantly, they provided water for the use of the temple. Remember, the temple worship was centered on offering animal and grain sacrifices. These offerings would be burned upon the altar of sacrifice that stood outside the temple building, and after each sacrifice, the altar had to undergo a prescribed ritual of ablution, of purification, that would have required copious amounts of water. Well, this water was reserved in the cisterns, like the Pool of Bethesda or the Pool of Siloam, which were constructed to allow the water to be pumped up to the Temple Mount as needed. And as the water was being drained from the pool, the surface would be roiled with ripples and gurgling water disturbing the placid surface of the pool. This was precisely the moment when the infirm would try to enter the water. By doing so, they were connecting themselves to the sacrifices of the temple, and even if they were not totally aware of the fact, their action was a sign that they believed that the temple sacrifices were efficacious, that they brought spiritual benefit. Of course, the sacrifices of the temple were merely signs. The true sacrifice is Jesus' own passion, death, and resurrection. We're connected with that sacrifice first in our baptism, when the pool of baptismal water is stirred up for us, and later in our reception of the Holy Eucharist. Prayer, sacrifice, and charity are the means that God invites us to use this Lent to stir up the waters of our soul so that His healing may touch us. God bless you.